Shmaitza Shir of Wednesday night, or with Chavov Tammuz.
I said I won't be here tomorrow night. I'm busy. I have a Besdin session to attend. Busy. What? Today was the best day probably in 2 months. Starting to hurt me now, but that's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, the whole day was good. The whole day was good. Today was my first pain-free day in probably 2 months.
Fantastic.
Now it's starting to act up. It's like 8 o'clock at night. That's like amazing. Okay, tomorrow night I'm going to be busy, I'm afraid. I mean, besides giving Shmaitza Shir. Shmaitza Zion Perek Vav. We'll try once more. Or Lechavav Tamos. B'tshuvas Mari Ben Leiv Nistapek from the top. B'tshuvas Mari Ben Leiv Nistapek Beish Lahoy Yerotza Lehez Eduso Hamoyla Toras Isha Achiyitnu Lo Socher Harbei. But now he's Nogeya Bedover L'chora, okay, because he's getting paid. Vayin Shem Shechokar Im Tzul Noitis Char Lahoyed, which is a Mepherish Gemara in L'choros. Im Noitil Im Tzul Noitis Char Lahoyed Havim Midi Rabbonon. That for some reason there's no Psul Dioraisa of Nogeya Beidus. But it's only Midi Rabbonon. Came Aegis Isha Kosher, so it's going to be a big ramification. Vim Suleiman HaTorah, Kam Aegis Isha Posel. Okay, Ubenokia Gufe, and now that's totally in another Shiloh. When you talk about the Psul Mogeya, Nami Mesafkale, Im Sulo Meshum the Chazin Aleila Meshaker, Bishvil Hano Oso. Called in the Achrenisha parlance Chashash Meshaker, Nogeya's Posel Al Chashash Meshaker. If that would be the case, so then MK Noitel Schar Lahoyed. Mami Posel Mehai Taima, Misham Lachashin, and Meshaker, Vishul Scharo. There's a monetary reward for his saying Aegis a certain way. My name up, but possibly Posel Misham Nom Korovay Tel Atzmo. Because if you're Negeya Bedovers, it's like the Dentor is about you. So when you're saying Eidus, when you're saying some things, it's like you're saying it about yourself. So the Mkorvetz Alatzma. Abulot, the Chashin Leila Meshaker, but rather it's because you're saying on yourself. Okay, Neutel's Char Koshim Natar, Neutel's Char Lohoyed, there's no way to construe that you're saying Eidus on yourself. Like, about the Eidus is the Eidus, and the Dentor is the Dentor, and it has nothing to do. It's Char Lahoyed, but you're not. It's not blibing and being made on yourself. Nageya, in Achrenish parlance, is it Nageya Chashash Meshaker, or is it Posel Al Baldover? Noitel's Char Lahoyed is certainly only Chashash Meshaker. Noitel's Char Lahoyed is not a korov to the Etzim story. What?
The side to the fakir that there's really a smart that we're really never Choshesh Meshaker.
Yeah, on a deraisa level, you're not Choshesh. There's no Choshesh Meshaker.
No matter what the circumstances.
Yeah, I don't know. At least for Eidus, Eidus would have to lie. You know, maybe a Dayan is always more subtle. An Ohev or a Sone is possible to be a Dayan because you have to make decisions. You have to. In Achria, you have to make tushtels. So the mind takes you in weird directions. In Negeya, but here you have to out and out lie. In other words, by a diet, you see, oh, hey, but Sony is possible. Because here you have to come up with subtleties and tushtels. So if you know, Negeya, but we're afraid it won't happen. Because the mind is full of these subtleties and thousands of thoughts are floating around people's minds every day, right? Okay, but Eidus, you have to like out and out blatantly lie.
Well, that's right, but Nogeya is only possible because of the Baldover.
Yeah.
So that's a real, this seems like a real cop's twist.
A real what?
It's a real cop's twist, so small.
Okay. We're in the beginning of Perek Vov. The Einsham Shekosa, the name of Neutel Schailot, Possel Manatoiro, the name of the Nagia Mami Psulam Shemeshaker, but it's the Farish in some Rishonim that Neutel Schailot is only with the Rabbonon, and Kaino, the Neutel Schailot, they do some Batalim with the Rabbonon, would be, I know Dafka Echashain, the Neutel Schartor Chodover Muot. Pay his expenses. According to this sad, would be takapostle manatora. Ayn shom. For the sad when he's there, the sefer says a chesed. Michel is the chuvas noit to be huda kosav. To the dasa rambam, the time of the eidechad the misa. Bishum milsa davidul gluye loy meshakri hinchi. That's where the nemonis of the eidechad comes from. Ikalamishat, and he's going to show now that Negeya is not a psul by Milsat Avigal Laguye. The Rambam, right? In other words, he wants to prove that Neitel Schar Lahoyed is kosher by Eidus Isha. Not stand by saying it's with the Rabbanon, and if you only post him with the Rabbanon, you're a good Eidus Isha. But of course, the particular psul of Megeya Bedogar, even if it's a psul Geraisa, doesn't exist by Musa David Luguye. And I'm honest that comes from Musa David Luguye, like Mishakri Inshi. So.
That's the Kuleyala.
Yeah.
The Rambam
happens to hold that a Misa is because it's called Misa David Luguye. That's the Chiddush, that's the Rambam. Ikal Mishan behind the Yavamis, he says, I'll prove it to you from a Gemara in Yavamis. Very famous story in Yavamis. Where Doyek HaDoymi tells Shaul HaMelech that maybe David is not a question of his Hogum or Malchus, but maybe he's not even royal over Bekal because of Amoni Moavi. Moyobo Yubakal Hashem. Abner counters with the Drosha of Amoni Vilay Amoinis, Moyobi Vilay Moyovis. And there's a Cheshben because Darkashal is Lakadim Belechem of Amayim, but maybe Darkashal Noshim is not Lakadim Bemechim of Amayim, it's not Sneostik. So he said, no. Anoshim should have gone to Anoshim, and Noshim should have gone to Noshim, and the reason does apply to the women as well. So Avner goes to the Beis Medrash and he asks, and they told him, we have a Kabbalah that Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moav v'lo Moavis. And though he guessed them all of these questions, then why not? The women should have come out to give Lechem U'mayim also. And they didn't have an answer. Amosha ben Ish stands up and he says, I'll stab whoever doesn't believe me. I'm telling you, an Edus, like in Maseches Idias, telling you, Masorah, mi beis dino shel Shmuel haramosi, Amoni v'lo Amovis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. So the Gemara says, why is he Naaman? We have a rule that if you said the rule before it's Negea you, so then you believe. If you said the rule after it's Negea you, even if you're another Naaman, but we're not going to believe you. And it was Negea really. Amosa also, because he also married a descendant of Yishai, so it was Negeya him this did. So that's what the Gemara asks. Why did they listen to him? The Gemara answers, because it's a Milsa David Lagluye. Because Shmuel Beis Dino Kayam. Go ask them. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's Teretz. It's a very, that's got also a famous phrase. Shmuel Beis Dino Kayam. We don't have to sit here and speculate. You can go pick up a phone and ask them. So the Gemara says it's a milsa, and Rashi explains the kasha that it's a milsa davidi leguye. Now the whole point of the Gemara is that it was Negeya Yisra Yisraeli because he was also married to a descendant of Yishai, and the whole pshat in this rule is only off Negeya B'dover. That's why we don't believe you. Really wasn't, yeah, but it was settled, but it wasn't settled once and for all. You see that Doeg had Mukum here, to reopen the question if David was kosher lovi b'kol. Apparently it wasn't famous, it wasn't. You're right. So he wants to reopen the issue. That's why he stood up and said, no, I have the Kabbalah from Shmuel, and this is a mitzvah. So the Noi de Behuda points to this whole story, that if the mitzvah of the Gluye, you believe it, even if you're not gay of a dover. No chashash mashakir. So by the Rambam, even if Nageya Badov would be a psul d'oraisa, he should be believed because it's overridden by Milsa David Luguye. And Neidechod, by Miso, the Rambam says, is considered Milsa David Luguye. Alma says the Shmaitza. See, I gave myself an eye in horror. Alma, the Milsa David Luguye, Afilu Nageya Namon. Okay.
Is that like a fish that you would say that this is
the
case of
Moshe David Luguye? I don't think you would say it if not for the Rambam. Not for the Rambam, you wouldn't say it if not for the Rambam. Who said you're ever going to find out? Who said you're ever going to find out? The Rambam puts it down as a Moshe David Luguye. The guy's dead. Without the Rambam, I don't think anybody would.
It's not on the same level of Moshe David Luguye, Shmova based in kind.
Right, they have me pick up a phone and ask. Here, the guy's dead. I mean, he's dead, maybe he's not dead. Who says you'll ever find out? Why is Moshe David Luguye? Ach, the Noi de Behuda himself says, there's a fly in the ointment, or whatever the phrase means. I could throw rocks, I could throw sticks at this psak. The Hare Omru B'Yavom is Perek HaChayletz Gavi Pukud Yehudah V'Rabbonon Gavi Ger in Tzorek Raya. A guy comes and says, I'm a Ger. Because he had to bring a Raya that he was in this guy properly in the Bezdin or not. Postu HaRambam the Harosh Shafilu Omen is Gayati Bifnei Bezu Shel Pliny. As he says, he did it properly. He didn't say just Gayati Benilu Veinatsu. He said this Gayati Bifnei Shel Pliny Loi Mehemen. Now that's a Mustafid Laguye, because this is Mamish Bezu Kayim. You can look it up. Shmuel Bezina Kayim. And still he's not Nemon because he's Negeya Bedover, because it's him. Vavshu Mustafid Laguye. So the Chorah we have now a stira. So the Yehuda has a stira between the story of Yisraeli with Avner and Shaul and David and everything, where it seems in the Gemara clear that because the way Rashi explains that it's a Mitzvah David Legluye, so even though he's Nageya Bedover, they believed him. And here you have he's Nageya Bedover, and they don't believe him because he's Nageya Bedover, even though it's a Mitzvah David Legluye. So the Shmaitza answers this question, this theorem. Vani Ba'anyi says, the Shmaitza, Eini Roya Kushya Mizeh, Nahaydin Eskayarti Bebezni. Why? Because when a guy, you want to believe a guy in Eskayarti, meaning right now he's Becheskos Goy. Even the Hosam Al-Koch, Chmairi, Shoya Becheskos Nochri. So he's coming to us, and he's Becheskos Goy, because if he's Becheskos Yisrael, so certainly he would be Naaman with a Migul. And he has a Cheskos Yisrael. So he's talking about a Cheskos Goy, so he doesn't have a Dinegus. The Moya Becheskos Yisrael, Bamei Naaman with a Migul, Migul is Giboy Shosik. When she goes to Shom Rambam, she does a Ferka Chayles Ayan Shom. Chibidu Becheskos Nochri, and came less of a Eidus Kval. Even if it was David Laguya, your guy's not Naaman. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. Which case? If he's Becheskos Goy.
Yeah, if he's
Jew,
he's saying
he was a Goy. Call
it what you want.
So he is
Naaman.
Again, he's Becheskos. Where's the Chazaka? this is classic Pesha Osar. A woman comes and says, she's Becheskos Penuyah. And she says, I was an Eisha Sish, but I got a get.
That's classic
Pesha Osar. So here, he's saying, this guy must be Becheskos Goy, or else he would keep his mouth shut. So if it's Becheskos Goy, there's no Torah's Eidus at all. We don't care if it's a Musa David Leguye. It's Musa from the parish of Eidus. For even the who Becheskos Nochrim came less of Eidus Klal. If it's Musa David Leguye, a Goy is Musa from the parish of Eidus. The one side of a Goy is Mesiach Lefi Tumo by Eidus Isha. When the name of Mishum Eidus is Mesiach Lefi Tumo, Mishum Meguno Uposhet. So that's why there's no stira. You had a stira. I'm always giving myself an iron heart. You had a stira. Okay, it's still the best day in 2 months. Israeli story shows that Bemusa Vigla Gluya Yenemon, even if you're Nagaya Bedover. This pshak of this gayarti, Bebezik Shol Pliny, he's not Nemon, shows that you're not Nemon, even if it's a Vidal Gluye. That's the steer of the night of Yehud. And with the Shmaitzer, he's a Goy, he's Becheskos Goy. There's no Mizal Vidal Gluye, believe him, he's Becheskos Goy. Uposhet. Now the Shmaitzer says that the whole Raya of the night of Yehud, that Noigeya is kosher, the Musa David Leguye, that's the whole place the Lady Buddha is coming from. That even if Noigeya is a Psul D'Araisa, he's Nemon Be'edus Isha because of the Musa David Leguye, and the Rambam calls Eidus Isha Musa David Leguye, and Noigeya is kosher by Musa David Leguye. That's the Lady Buddha's Chiddush. Yeah? So the Shmaitzer is going to attack that whole Chiddush now. Omnom Be'ed Misa, it's not so clear what the Rambam means, he says. Afilu l'das ha-Rambam nechelku ha-poiskim. L'yesh min ha-poiskim nesfirlu l'Rambam nam midenu ela midirabonon. The Rambam is not so clear. He doesn't say they're right there. But he says he's believed because the Torah needs to weigh them in something that's no clarity. And here it's going to become clear. It's a Musa Vidal Agluye. Some say that's only midirabbanon.
It's more mustava, really. Because if you point out, if you say that that's also a bit of a on the right level, like Shmuel Ben Zakkai, that's a stretch.
Okay.
To say it's only midirabbanon.
It seems more that the Rambam means this is why rabbanon was misake, or what's the koach that he misake. Like Tosi says, it's in a milsa that mustava they're allowed to be misake even b'kumbah say to the yoke of divrei Torah. So the Rambam really is just saying why it makes sense that they should make a takana. Why they made this takana. Rambam, the Isha ve'ed echad, ain't no one min ha-Torah, ela b'shnei dvorim, begla rufa, that certainly believes in the Araisa, if he says, I know who the Ratzach is, u'besoit that he says, I know Nidmah, but that you learn out from Sukkot, Ayin Shom. So when the Rambam says that the Musa Vidal Leguye, it's probably only midrabbanon, and the Musa Vidal Leguye is just like a reason why Rabbanon made such a takana. But it's certainly not Nemon on the Diaraisa level as Musa Vidal Leguye. Ella, but the Shmaitzer is going to say, I'm really not so sure. Because I'm going to show you now the Rambam's makor to saying that the Eidecha, that the Eidus Misa, the Misa David Leguye, but you're sitting here wondering, that's called the Misa David Leguye. So the Shmaitzer is saying, I'm going to show you that the Rambam's makor for calling someone's death, whether or not he's dead, the Misa David Leguye, and we're going to see that there's a mashmos there that it's Minat Torah Taka, not Midirabbono. Ela Deboya Bishas, Gemara talks about the etzem din of the Eidus Isha. Mitaychoy meshechamarta aleo besoifa Hekalta leo bitchilosa, right? You have all the chumras teitzu mizeo mizeh, vlad mamza mizeo mizeh, right? All the chumras of the Mishnah. And that's why hekalta leo bitchilosa, because she'll be daiko mitzvah. Shemiguna kilubarabona. So really, the Gemara says the favor is hakilu barabona, right? But the Gemara later in the Perek says, Iboyalon, can you be mati yavom alashuk al piyerecha, that says the yavom's mace. It, and the Gemara says, the time of the erechot be yavom, of erechot be mulchoma, to say in mace ba'ala. Inayim amishum amilso davidu l'gluya, if the main focus and reason of an erechot's nemonus is because it's a milso davidu l'gluya, so by yavom also it's a milso davidu l'gluya. Like, what's the main reason? That's what the Gemara says. What's the main reason of believing in Eidechot Be'edus Isha? Is it Milsa David Legluye? Or is it Daiko Minsava? If it's Milsa David Legluye, so you have that by Yavama too, to say the Mei Sayyavam. But if it's Daiko Minsava, then she hates the Yavam. So she. Yeah. So you see, the Gemara really considers that the reason for the nemonas of an eidechot is milsa davidu l'gluye. So the Gemara basically says that. B'taima eidechot b'yavama v'eidechot b'mulchama, inayim mishum milsa davidu l'gluye. Is that the main reason? Or mishum daiko mitzvah? Is that the main reason? And also Bishas Mulchama, you have the same thing. If it's a Mitzvah David Luguye, he's Nehemon. But if it's Vaiko Mitzvah, you can't really do it Bishas Mulchama, because Bishas Mulchama should be Simach on rumors, on news reports, and she really won't be Vaiko Mitzvah. So you see, the Gemara takes seriously this thing of it's Bishun Vaiko Mitzvah. Then the Shmaitza says no. Kulu lav midiraisa. When the Gemara talks, is it Milsa Davidu L'gluye, or is it Isha Daiko Mintsava? It's not on the level of a diaraisa. Imishum Milsa Davidu L'gluye, Imishum Daiko Mintsava, the Heminayu Ikra de Milsa. Rather, the question is, why would the Chachamim make such a takana to believe in Eid Echad? What's the main reason that they saw fit to believe the Eid Echad? But over there, to say he's roi lovoi b'kohol, okay, you need to wait him. Avol b'horo shapin mehemer b'mishum davidu l'gluye, my hakdash pool b'ezino kayom. Because an eidechot is nemon min haTorah, we know already. Because it's a shalavis of the heter. Even though I come to think of it, it's yuchsin. I don't know. Yuchsin, we always say heter din davar shebe'erva. Momolei mahani mus David l'gluye, v'kein elam shem tekanas chacham.
The Korah.
What?
The Korah. He's not making the onus, he's only making the yisim.
So it has to be, that's the reason for the Takanas Chalazal. Decided not to believe it by Negev, but Dovah Mishmochi by Ras Yisra is good because he's never been at Torah. They decided not to believe him when it's Neitel's Chaylah and when it's Negev. Okay, we'll stop here. So Sunday night, Bezos Hashem.
many.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that for?
I ain't heard.
That's amazing.
I remember from my ankle that when that happened with the car accident, it was always like this. At night, it was always much worse.
I don't know. Today was my first pain-free day in 2 months. It started.
I'm not in a position to say whether it was an ayin hara or not, but b'derech hateva, it makes sense that it hurts
at night. You see, when I can take my Advil, I write down. You know, I take it religiously every 6 hours. I last took Advil. No.
You can mix those with the painkillers. Better a couple of hours every time you take them.
Right.
So you pile it all. Yeah.
No.
Sometimes you can do that if you really need to, but I don't think it's something that you should do every day for.
No, I don't want to. Yeah.
It's like okay.
Thank you.
Fix.
Oh man, thank you. No, I'm good. Today was a very, very encouraging day.